The weekend's here. Let's jump right into First Friday Arts. Yes, the story from Brandi Carlile. She plays Ben tonight in the Cascade Theater in Reading tomorrow night. That's one of many arts events coming up. We want to hear your story, the arts events you feel passionate about, whether you're involved with putting it on or not. What's coming to your town? Call and tell our corner of the world, 800-838-3760. Theater or sculpture, music or dance, poetry or painting, it's all fair game on First Friday Arts at 800-838-3760. And waiting in line for about 15 minutes now, Dan at Camelot Theater and Talent. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange on First Friday.
Hey, Jeffrey, thank you. Welcome to Friday. Happy Friday to you as well.
Happy Friday. So what do you got going on?
Well, we've got two shows opening up in August. This weekend we have the Camelot Conservatory, which are the youth group. We do a six-week extensive course for children from 9 to 19, and they spend almost all day from like 9 to 4 working on various things from stage presence to singing, dancing, choreography, even the technical aspects of the theater. And it all culminates to this weekend when there are six performances of a full-blown musical. And this year they're doing Legally Blonde.
Legally Blonde. That sounds fun. So this is the old Reese Witherspoon movie turned into a musical.
Exactly. And the only problem is we only have six performances because we have three matinees. There's matinees on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, and then we have three evening shows. The matinees are two. The evening shows are at 7 o'clock on last night, which opened tonight and tomorrow. So we have a limited number, and two of the shows have already sold out, but we're showing well with the other ones. But it's an exciting opportunity to come out and see the next generation, we call it, of theater professionals. As they spend the time learning the craft and then putting on a great performance.
And when did the conservatory convene for the summer? So how long have the kids been working on this, the students?
They started at the end of June. So, again, it's been 6 weeks, and they spend every day there, and then they just take over the entire theater. And I can assure you that it's actually a really good comprehensive course. We have instructors that cover everything from voice to stage presence to Shakespeare, a lot of history, and just give the kids really a good background in theater. And it not only helps these young adults to go on into theater professions, but it gives them a great boost of confidence that I see it as they get older. You can see they really become much more confident speakers and just do better in almost every academic and even sports events because it just gives them that confidence to be able to do a stage presence.
Okay, give us the run times again for Legally Blonde.
Run times. Okay, again, six performances. We've got evenings at 7 o'clock in the evening, tonight, tomorrow, and then we have matinees today, tomorrow, and Sunday at 2 o'clock.
All right. So Legally Blonde at Camelot Theater from the Camelot Conservatory. Dan, thanks for calling on the...
Jeffrey, we got another one, if I can put a plug
sure.
in for the second one. Opening next weekend is a Spotlight, which is a spotlight on musical theater. Spotlights are kind of Camelot exclusives. We do a little bit of history and then a lot of music. So there's about 24 songs from a variety of Broadway shows that will be sung by performers that are really well known in the area. It's David King Gabriel, Audrey Campbell. We also have David's sister, Paula Flowers, and Zach Wentworth, who just came off the stage with our La Cage aux Folles. So it's going to be the next two weekends. It's the 11th and then also the weekend after that, running Thursday through Sunday performances. And if they want to check out the Camelot website, this should be a real exciting show. Just got everything from Wicked to Aladdin to just a real nice assortment of Broadway songs. And we have live music, live band, and singers as well. So it should be a great performance as well for that the rest of the summer of August.
Okay, Spotlight of Musical Theater and then Legally Blonde before that, all going on at the Camelot Theater and Talent. Dan, thanks so much.
Jeffrey, good talking to you. Thank you.
Take care. Sure. First Friday Arts here on the Jefferson Exchange. Now we have one phone line open, 800-838-3760. Here's Valerie at the Cabaret Theater in Ashland, Oregon Cabaret Theater.
Hi, nice to see or see you. I hear you, Jeffrey.
I've been gone
in Utah for a while. this month we are continuing our run of Chicago, the musical. We've gotten six rave reviews from six different reviewers around town and in the area, and we are booming. We are selling out almost every show, and we have plenty of tickets left because we run until September 11th. But plan ahead if you want to come see the show because we are selling a lot of tickets.
I have seen the show, and it is good, and I was wondering in the first place how you would stage a show with so many moving parts on such a small stage, but you've done it, certainly on two levels. I wonder if you've really built up the upper body strength of the actors going up and down the ladders.
Those ladders, yes. Those are fun. I climbed one the other day, and it's a little scary. So I admire them running up and down those ladders in high heels.
Wow. Okay. So Chicago runs to September 11th.
Yes. And then this Saturday night, August 6th, we do have our late-night cabaret called the Windy City Late-Night Review. And that stars the cast of Chicago as well as some friends that are going to come sing a couple songs. Doors open at 11 o'clock. It's only $10 tickets. We're serving our, you know, beverages, desserts, and starters, and you can sit and listen to some great music sung by the cast and just hang out late night. It's about an hour show.
All right. It's a variety show. I got a chance to catch one of the Midnight Cabarets last year. It was very good.
Yes, and that is also happening. So it's happening this Saturday at 11 and also August 15th. At 11.
Okay, August 15th as well. All right, all kinds of fun stuff going on at the Oregon Cabaret Theater. Valerie, good to hear from you.
Yeah, good to hear you.
All right, take care. This is First Friday Arts on the Jefferson Exchange, 800-838-3760 to plug arts events coming to your community. Here is Steve at the New Zone Gallery in Eugene. Welcome to the Exchange.
Thank you, Jeffrey. I hope everything's going well down there. Up in Eugene at 164 West Broadway, the New Zone Gallery. We will be having our closing reception. After being at that location for 10 years, this will be our last week at that space. Tonight, the First Friday Art Walk, starting at 5:30, we'll have our featured artist, Tom Capri. At the event, we will have beer, wine, other beverages, food, music by Big Fiddle and Sue Band, and the artists will be there. And, of course, this is all free.
All right.
Tomorrow night, we'll have another event by Ken Eisenbach. He has this piece that he took him 14 years to produce, a political piece of a flag he put together in a video. He is using the space tomorrow night to premiere that. It starts at 6 o'clock. He'll have catered food and beverages, and that is free too. And then next weekend, we have the Art Maggot showing. That is an arts group that was around in the late 70s, early 80s. That will be our last show at that space. And that is free, too. So come up to Eugene at 164 West Broadway for our last three events there. And you can check us out at www.newzonegallery.org for updates and if we do find a space.
Yeah, finding a space is the big one right now, for sure. Steve, good to hear from you, as always. Barbara in Wairika with Liberty Arts Gallery. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange on First Friday.
Oh, thank you. Good morning, Jeff. Liberty Arts Gallery in Wairika, California, is excited to host two internationally acclaimed Los Angeles artists, Laddie John Dill and Charles Arnoldi, in a show entitled Venice Beach. Both artists, based in Venice Beach, California, since the early 1970s, are part of a dynamic group of artists that established the Los Angeles community art, contemporary art scene in the 60s and 70s. Both are known for their constantly evolving and bold approach to making art. Laddie John Dill is a central figure in the California light and space movement, crafting light and earthy materials like concrete, sand, glass and metal into luminous sculptures, wall pieces and installations since the 1970s. This particular exhibition will include his glowing light sentences. They are finger-thick, up to 7 feet long verticals made of differently colored tubular neon segments of varying lengths. Also, you'll see burnished aluminum wall sculptures called light traps. And a survey of Chuck Arnoldi's paintings, drawings, and sculptures from 1987 through 2016 will be on show, including one of his iconic chainsaw paintings. Yes, chainsaw.
Chainsaw, painting. Okay, all right.
Yes, a painting. Chainsaw, that'll be great. So through all the permutations of his various mediums, armature is a single constant, the grouping of separate parts made new by their pattern, angle, balance, and interaction. And an opening reception for the artists will be held this Friday tonight, August 5th, from 5 till 8. The artists themselves will discuss their work around about 6 p.m., and the show will be run through September 9th. Liberty Arts Gallery is located at 108 West Minor Street, Wairika. And the gallery hours are Wednesday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m.
All right, neon and chainsaw art and wolves, all kinds of great stuff going on at Liberty Arts.
Paintings, and yes, this is going to be really exceptional. We're very lucky to have them come and show up here with us. It's not the usual sort of Northern California art style.
All right, Barbara, thank you so much for joining us today on The Exchange on First Friday. Let's go to Kristen with the Rogue Valley Symphony. Welcome to First Friday Arts on the Jefferson Exchange.
Good morning.
Hi.
Well, the Rogue Valley Symphony will be starting its 49th season in October, and we now have single and subscription tickets on sale available for that 2016-17 season. And our first Masterworks concert will happen on October 21st through the 23rd. And I'm going to give you just a very quick, brief rundown of the highlights of the season.
Mm-hmm.
This concert in October features Jennifer Frouchy, and she will be performing Tchaikovsky's Violin Concerto.
Oh, we have actually that queued up. We have the Violin Concerto on hand. Let's hear a little bit of that.
Great.
This is from somewhere late in the first movement. I should point out that's not played by Jennifer Frouchy, but she is quite renowned upon the violin herself.
Yes, she is. We are very excited to have her opening our season.
And what else do you have?
In January, probably one of our other highlights of the season, the orchestra will perform the beloved New World Symphony of Dvorak. We have several patrons who have lined up for tickets for that already. And our season is going to wrap up with the Southern Oregon Repertory Singers joining us for Mozart's Requiem and Beethoven's Chorale Fantasy in May. And people can go to our website, rvsymphony.org, for more details on the whole season. And you can order tickets online there or call our box office at 541-708-6400.
Okay, and the timing is that the tickets are now on sale?
Yes, single and subscription tickets are now on sale for the whole season with the first concerts happening October 21st through 23rd.
Okay, Kristen, good to hear from you. Thanks for calling us on First Friday Arts. Let's go to Teresa at Shepherd's Dream and Creatively Thinking. Welcome to First Friday.
Hi there, Jeff. Happy summer morning to you.
Happy Friday.
Happy Friday, absolutely. Hey, I wanted to let you know that we're having some really fun things at Shepherd's Dream this month. Cheryl Johnson is a watercolor artist from the Southern Ore area. She's going to be joined with the acoustic sound guitar of Coyote. And Simply B is returning with their probiotic effervescent Jun beverage. And we have something very interesting happening in the courtyard next door. We're having full moon hula hoops. We're going to have two hula hoop contests. And the winner of the hula hoop contest will get a signed fine art print by Cheryl Johnson.
Oh, so there was the reward for the hula hooping in addition to better health.
Oh, yes, absolutely. And it's awful fun. You know, I went down to see her about a month ago, and I hadn't done it, I guess, since I was 14. It took her 2 minutes to show me how to do it again, and I was so excited about it. I asked her to come play with us and just have some fun. So we have two contests. We need people to come in about 5:15 to sign up. We'll start our first contest at 5:30. The second contest is going to be about 6:45. They need not be present to be presented with this fine art piece. We'll call them.
Mm-hmm.
And it is two doors down from Studio AB, and Jaga Gallery has been very, very gracious to let us use their courtyard.
Okay. All kinds of good stuff happening at Shepherd's Dream in Ashland. Thanks for calling, Teresa.
Thank you.
All right, here's good. Here's Steve in Grants Pass, it looks like. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange on First Friday Arts.
Good morning.
Hi.
Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, fine.
Okay, I'd like to let everyone know that there's a fantastic art show opening at the Rogue Roasters tonight during First Friday Live in Grants Pass. 14 paintings up, many in large format, 4x5. Intense colors.
Mm-hmm.
And all I could say is when the show was hung, the Rogue Roasters employees were very impressed.
And Rogue Roasters, by the name, it sounds like a coffee shop?
Yes, the Rogue Roaster, I'm sorry, Rogue Roasters is on 6th Street and J. This is all part of the Grants Pass First Friday Live, which we'd like to thank them and Rogue Roasters for hosting this art show. Come on in, and there'll also be Lindell, the artist will also be performing some Irish tunes and perhaps some gypsy tunes live. She's also a musician.
Okay, Irish and gypsy tunes. Sounds like fun stuff. At this is at Rogue Roasters at 6th and J in Grants Pass, you say?
It's from 5 to 9 this evening. All the galleries are having their first Friday event tonight.
Okay, Steve, good to hear from you. Thanks for calling in from Rogue Roasters in Grants Pass. Looks like we have a call here from Medina at Cafe 116 in Ashland. Welcome to First Friday Arts on the Jefferson Exchange.
Hi, Jeff. How are you?
Doing well. How about you?
I'm great. Thank you. Say, if your listeners have visited the cafe in the past couple of months, they've noticed that we've been switching up the art on our walls on a monthly basis. You know, it's all, we're proud to support our local and regional art community. And this month, we're featuring a artist from Mount Shasta, a real hidden gem here, and he comes to us via Teresa from Creatively Speaking, who you just spoke with. Joshua's artwork will be, you know, on display this evening and throughout the month of August. His acrylic paintings feature the beautiful and mystical Mount Shasta, and it's really vibrant and beautiful, so I hope they all come down and take a look at it. Any commissions that we at the cafe receive from the sale of his artwork, we're going to be donating to the Ashland High Arts Advocates. They're volunteers dedicated to advancing the arts in the Ashland School District. So we're really proud to have these artists on display here at the cafe.
Okay, and that is Cafe 116 on Lithia Way in Ashland, correct?
Correct.
Okay, we pass it every day on my way home. Dina, thanks for calling First Friday Arts on the Jefferson Exchange.
Thanks, Jeff. Have a great day.
You too. You can still call. We'll continue. We'll keep the First Friday Arts segment open for a few more minutes at 800-838-3760. But I want to talk about one arts event that has in part already happened, but it is possible to catch again. And that is the world premiere performance of Natural History, which was written about Crater Lake and performed by the Brit Orchestra and a number of other musicians from around the region. It's all part of National Parks offering a free admission on the final weekend of August to honor the 100th birthday of the National Park Service. So the Park Service Centennial is being celebrated with music, not just with the Brit Orchestra in Southern Oregon, but also the Tacoma Symphony Orchestra, among more than a dozen arts organizations to commission original pieces for the occasion. Our correspondent Tom Bonsi was at Crater Lake last weekend for the world premiere, very close to the rim itself, of Natural History at Crater Lake.
I'm Michael Gordon. I'm a composer from New York City. The Brit Festival asked me to compose Natural History, a work for about 130 musicians to honor the centennial of the National Park System. I came and went around the rim of the lake with Teddy Abrams, the music director, and Craig Ackerman, the chief superintendent of the park. And we stopped at all these sites. And as we went around the lake, the project grew from a piece for, you know, 40, an orchestra of 40, which is already a substantial number of musicians, to including a chorus, to including spatially placed brass and percussion musicians in the environment. And then they said, well, the Klamath tribe sometimes comes here and does ritual singing and playing, and I asked them, can you introduce me to them? And so we were able to include a drum group from the Klamath tribe. When I went home to work on the piece, one of the things I was thinking about was that there's a symphony going on here always. For hundreds and thousands of years, the snow is melting, thunder is cracking, frogs are croaking, wolves are howling, and birds are chirping, and cicadas are, you know, buzzing. And we get a chance to come to the rim with this huge number, I think there were close to 150 musicians, and join in on that symphony. And that's the approach I took when I started composing.
I'm Craig Ackerman. I'm the park superintendent at Crater Lake National Park. Well, what I really heard, particularly in the opening, was a real connection to the natural world. It sounded very much like the sounds that you hear in nature, which is what I believe Michael was trying to accomplish. I could hear water running. I could hear snow falling. I could hear the wind blowing in some of the music. This is an incredible present.
My name is Ida Mercer. I'm from Cleveland, Ohio, and I play the cello in the Brit Festival Orchestra. Well, I participated in several world premieres of pieces during my lifetime, but this takes the prize for the most dramatic, I have to say. To be standing in this incredibly gorgeous part of the world and play this piece to the great heavens is really pretty incredible.
The sounds of the world premiere of Natural History last weekend at Crater Lake National Park as recorded by Tom Bonsi, one of our reporters. So that'll close out our first Friday Art segment here on the Jefferson Exchange. I want you to know, if you did miss the show up at Crater Lake, which was available just for the cost of park admission, you can catch it again presented at the Brit Festival stage in Jacksonville. You will have to buy a ticket for that. That'll be on Saturday, August 20th. To hear Natural History performed once again. So that'll do it for our first Friday Art segment here on the Jefferson Exchange.